We take you to a House committee hearing from this past week, chaired by Republican Representative James Comer, as Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost speaks.
People like the grifter-in-chief Trump and President Musk are openly using their public offices to enrich themselves to the tune of billions of dollars. So if we want to look at waste, fraud, and abuse, which I'm down to do, why is there complete silence on the other side of the aisle about looking at the complete grifter that is the president of the United States and the richest man on the earth, which is looking into things like social security and different things like that? Why don't we investigate the real corruption?
Hold off. Would you like to revise your remark with respect to improperly identifying the President of the United States?
I'll say President Musk and Grifter and Cheap Trump.
All right.
Grifter and
Cheap Trump. Hey, Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Wait a second.
If I wanted to challenge someone to a fight, they would know it. Thank you.
You're going to maybe revise the disparaging comment about the president because that's supposed to be our decorum here. And
it is supposed to be. President Musk and the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who is engaged in grifting of the American people, often use their public offices to enrich themselves. Someone on the other side was just asking, how would you feel if you called someone else from the
United States? Hold off, Mr. Frost. Hold off. There's a pending motion for disparaging the president.
I can say that Trump is grifting. What I will withdraw is calling him grifter in chief. That is what I will
The chair
withdraw.
Sustains the point of order, and the words in question are ordered stricken from the transcript of this proceeding. So the member is barred from further participation.
Ms. Crockett,
insulting people's appearance as well as trying to fight them isn't a problem. Yes.
Point of order. It's a yes or no.
But we're so sad.
No.
Yes or no.
That our
order. Yes or no.
Order. Skip her.
Skip her.
I want to say it's despicable that this committee is going to silence me for bringing
the gentleman's
up.
Words have been taken down. He's not permitted to speak for the rest of the hearing.
Making millions of dollars.
Mr. Ranking Member, I'm going to have the Sergeant Arms remove him if he doesn't refrain.
Now, first of all, historically speaking, making fun of the president, satirizing, whatever you want to call it, that goes back to the days of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. So that's nothing new. Representative Comer, rest of Maggie, just, you know, put your claws away. Get over that part. But overall, what you just heard, someone speaking out and the ones who are just barely a majority, shut up or we lock you up. That's something here in Hungary or some South American country. But in the U.S. Congress, my fear is this is just starting to bubble over and become public. Imagine what goes on behind closed doors.